Your favorite programmers will be live in studio and live streaming online for the first time ever. Tune in online, on the good old-fashioned radio, or join us in person. CKUT friends and family will be providing the tunes for an opening party at Bar La Marche à Côté on March 14th and a closing night on March 23rd at Nouvel Établissement. Stay tuned at our website for other events that put the fun in fundraising. Don't miss these celebrations of community radio and sounds of the city from your favorite local DJs. We need $50,000 to keep CKUT on. Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca. Spring into Action, Outrage, is happening March 11th through 24th. Spring into Action is an annual event series that is organized and funded by QPIRG McGill and SSMU. Every spring, QPIRG organizes a week of free workshops, discussions, film screenings, and social events, engaging local and global issues. We have an exciting lineup of events, including a screen printing workshop, community dinner and zine making night, Prison Abolition 101, and other practical and capacity building workshops for organizing in the midst of injustice and anger. Check out the schedule of events at qpirgmcgill.org or on our Instagram at qpirgmcgill.
And welcome to the March 14th edition of Drama Text.
Tonight we're going to begin the show with a piece by Robert Ashley entitled In Sarah Menken, Christ and Beethoven, There Were Men and Women. It was a piece recorded in 1973 at the Center for Contemporary Music at Mills College, California. It was released in 1973 by Cramps Records. It was eventually re-released by Lovely Music in 2002 on CD. It is based on a text by John Barton Wolgamott, and there is a fascinating article which describes the provenance of John Barton Wolgamott's text and Ashley's musical adaptation at the poetryfoundation.org website. You can find more information by Googling the author's name, Kenneth.
Governor, heroically, the very cruelly ancestral death of Sarah Powell Howard had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women, de Raphael, Sabatini, George, Aide, Margaret Storm, Jameson, Ford, Maddox, Huber, Jean-Jacques, Bernard, Louis, Brumfield, Friedrich Wilhelm, Nietzsche, and Ellen Brown, Norden, very diatonically. In her very truly great manners of John Barton Wolgamott, very heroically, Ellen Brown, Norden had very originally come amongst his very really grand men and women, de Lodovico, Ariostos, Solon, Matteo, Mario, Bahard, Alfilo, Judeas, Roger Bacon, Longus, Simeon Strunz, and Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, very titanically. In their very truly great manners of John Barton Wolgamott, very heroically, Thomas Stearns, Eliot, Robert Southey, Edward John, Morton, Drax, Plunkett, Dunsany, Charles Ludwig, Dodson, Arthur, Schopenhauer, Blaise, Pascal, George, Morris, Korn, Brandes, and Jonathan Swift did very sarcastically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Gertrude, Aline, Mary McBrady, very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton, very heroically, Wolgamott as God had very magnificently come amongst her very really grand men and women, to God. Gaius, Panius, Secundus, Bion, Origenes, Adamantius, Democritus, Phidias, Jussus, Pietro, Aventino, and Michelangelo, Buonarroti, very titanically. In her very truly great manners of Johannes Brahms, very heroically, Sarah Paula Hart had very allegorically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Clarence Day, Jr., John Donne, Ruggiero, Leon Cavallo, James Owen Haney, Gustav Frenson, Thomas Beer, Joris Karl Yusmann, and Franz Peter Schubert, very titanically. In their very truly great manners of Willis Siebert Cather, very heroically, William Sidney Porter, Lawrence Stern, Algernon, Charles Swinburne, Percy Bysshe Shelley, Walter Savage, Landor, Thomas Gray, Tobias George Smollett, and Helen Brown Norton had very ironically come amongst her very really grand men and women, to William Shakespeare very titanically. In her very truly great manners of Wilhelm Richard Wagner, very heroically, Sarah Powell Hart had very allegorically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Jakob Liebman, Bayer, Ernst Kronert, John William Thomason Jr., Winifred Ashton, Herbert Ashbury, Wilson Follett, Maury Callahan, and Johann Sebastian Bach, very titanically. titanically in their very truly great manners of Theodore Joseph Conrad Korzeniowski, very heroically Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, and John Barton Walgamut had very sardonically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Gamaliel Bradford, Anne Green, William Hervey Allen Jr., Washington Irving, Pierre Corneille, Arthur Schnitzler, Marie Sandeau, St. John Greer Irvine, and Herman Melville very titanically in their very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton, very heroically Hans Christian Andersen, Henri Bergson, Niccolo Di Bernardo, Machiavelli, Kenneth Graham, Charles William Beebe, Thomas Dixon, George Edward Bateson, and Saintsbury, and Beethoven as God had very maliciously come amongst her very really grand men and women to John Barton Walgamut very titanically in his very truly great manners of Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady very heroically Thomas Hardy had very sarcastically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Arthur Stewart, Mendeth Hutchinson, Charles Reed, and me, Elizabeth, Monica de la Pasteur, Jane Brander Matthews, Emil Ludwig, Anne Parrish, Pierre Augustine Caron, and John Barton Walgamut very titanically in his very truly great manners of Berenice Anne Bonner very heroically John Barton Walgamut had very wonderfully come amongst her very really grand men and women to Thomas Lovell Beddo, George Grove, James Justinian Morier, Emily Price, Jean Cocteau, Al Caius, Sturluson Snorri, and Helen Brown Norton very titanically in their very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically Archimedes, Plato, Quintus Horatius Flaccus, Aristotle, Epicurus, Anacreon, Aeschylus, Sophocles, Pericles, Socrates, Euripides, and Sarah Paula Hart had very ironically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Aristophanes very titanically in its very truly great manners of Romain Rolland very heroically the very ancestrally inevitable performance of Jean-Baptiste Poquelin had very symbolically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Aldous, Leonard Huxley, James Boyd, Vittorio Alfieri, Leon Fuchwanger, Harold Aguirre Davis, and Helen Brown Norton very titanically in her very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamut very heroically Helen Brown Norton had very sincerely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Jerome Klapka, Jerome Conrad Richter, Alfred Victor de Vigny, David Ricardo, Remy de Gourmont, and Jacques Anatole Thibault very titanically in their very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamut very heroically John Greenleaf Whittier, Frank Wedekind, Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin, Charles Barrow, Knut Peterson Hamsun, and Samuel Longhorn Clemens had very gaily come amongst his very really grand men and women to Ruth Maxine Martin very titanically in his very truly great manners of Sacco very heroically Edgar Allan Poe had very sinisterly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Claude Jernet Bowers, Thomas Kidd, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Stella Embry, Truman Jesse Moon, and Henry Fielding very titanically in her very truly great manners of Gustave Flaubert very heroically Helen Brown Norton had very altruistically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Benjamin Johnson, Franz Werfel, Grazia Deledda, John Giono, Richard Damo, and Christopher Marlowe very titanically in their very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically Henrik Johan Ibsen, William Wordsworth, Gotthold Ephraim Lessing, Eleanor Gwynn, Hippolyte Adolphe Taine, and Pearl Seidenstricker had very sensitively come amongst her very really grand men and women to George Moore very titanically in his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically Roland S. Beethoven had very bullishly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Whiston Hugh Auden, Phaedrus, Frederick Gustavus Burnaby, Babette Deutsch, Duncan Akeman, and John Barton Walgamut very titanically in his very truly great manners of Ruth Maxine Martin very heroically Benvenuto Cellini had very imaginatively come amongst her very really grand men and women to Pedar O'Donnell, Anne O'Hare, Lloyd Castle Douglas, William James, Albert J. Nock, and John Barton Walgamut very titanically in their very truly great manners of Eleanor Hoyt very heroically Samuel Taylor Coleridge, William Congreve, Richard Bensley Butler Sheridan, George Gordon Byron, James Russell Lowell, and John Barton Walgamut had very unquestionably come amongst her very really grand men and women to Berenice Anne Bonner very titanically in his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically Jean-Baptiste Poquelin very homogeneously come amongst her very really grand men and women to Gladys Bronwyn Stern, Arnold Zweig, Louis-Marie Julien Viau, Martha Ostenso, Manuel Komaroff, and Walter Scott very titanically in its very truly great manners of Jesus Christ very heroically the very wantonly pitiless carnage of Ringo Wilmer Lardner had very freely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Madeleine de Scuderi, John Fletcher, Harriet Elizabeth Beecher, Mary Borden, William Langland, and Berenice Anne Bonner very titanically in her very truly great manners of Ringo, Wilmer Lardner very heroically, Berenice and Bonner had very happily come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Eugene, Marie Labiche, Maud Howe, William Temple Hornaday, Richard Wright, Alexis Carroll, and John Barton Waldemott very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Jesus Christ very heroically, Marie Rosalie Bonner, Joseph Herkesheimer, and Louise Germain Necker, James Branch Campbell, August Wilhelm von Schlegel, and Francis Gertrude Fiedler had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to James Fenimore Cooper very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart very heroically, Jesus Christ had very intolerably come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Torquato Tasso, Menander, Claude Henri de Saint-Simon, Samuel Smiles, Carolyn Beach, and Catherine Jane Lightbody very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart very heroically, Berenice and Bonner had very ironically come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Henry Seidel Canby, William McPhee, Pietro Di Donato, Eleanor Mersenne, Johann David V, Franklin Brown Norden very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Berenice and Bonner very heroically, Michelle Came de Montaigne, Heinrich Heine, Publius Ovidius Naso, Anne Douglas Sedgwick, Charles Erskine Scott Wood, and John Barton Walgamot had very altruistically come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Jesus Christ very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Berenice and Bonner very heroically, Christ as Son had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Benito Perez Galdos, Carlton Beals, Thomas Wentworth Higginson, Louise Jordan, Pelham Grenville Wodehouse, and Ringo Wilmer Lardner very titanically, in his very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamot very heroically, Jesus Christ had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Richard Henry Dana, Patrick Colum, Alfred Damon Runyon, George Frisbee Witcher, Harry Leon Wilson, and Ringo Wilmer Lardner very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Jesus Christ very heroically, Geoffrey Chaucer, Rupert Brooke, Francis Scott Key, Fitzgerald, John Milton, William Henry Hudson, and Ruth Maxine Martin had very extraordinarily come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Berenice Ann Bonner very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Berenice Ann Bonner very heroically, Eleanor Hoyt had very beautifully come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Moses Mendel, John Ford, Arthur Thomas Quiller Couch, Ruth Finer, Alfred Noyes, and Jesus Christ very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart very heroically, Dante Alighieri had very superbly come amongst her very really grand men and women, to George Edward Woodbury, Charles Angoff, Pierre Charlet de Chamblain de Marivaux, Pietro Mascagni, John Addington Simmons, and Henry Louis Mencken very titanically, in his very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamot very heroically, Henry Louis Mencken had very sinisterly come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Richard Le Gallienne, Zane Grey, Martha Ellis Gellhorn, Francis Hackett, Jacques-Louis David, and Kathleen Beauchamp very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart very heroically, Mencken as Beethoven had very hypocritically come amongst her very really grand men and women, to David Leslie Murray, Charles Kingsley, Tiziano Bocellio, Oliver Goldsmith, James Thomas Farrell, and Henry James very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Henry Louis Mencken very heroically, Henry Brooks Adams, Francis Bacon, Giuseppe Fortunino, Francesco Verdi, James Boswell, Nicholas Machel, Lindsay, and William Cullen Bryant had very merrily come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Sarah Paul Hart very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Willis Ebert Cather very heroically, James Joyce had very analytically come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Philip Guidella, Apelles, Federico Garcia Lorca, Olav Dune, Pere Lawrence, and Homer very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Florence Nightingale very heroically, Sarah Paul Hart had very generously come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Shane John, Randolph Leslie, Nancy Hale, Charles Marie, René Leconte de Lille, Julia Moody, Jakob van Rijsdael, and Hugh Seymour Walpole very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart very heroically, John Barton Walcamot had very playfully come amongst her very really grand men and women, home to Walter Lionel George, Chalamash, Dominic Luzambieri, Alfred Tennyson, Granville Stanley Hall, and Henry Louis Mencken very titanically, in their very truly great manners, Henry Louis Mencken very heroically, William Butler Yeats, Hermann Zitterman, Claude Gilles Debussy, Joseph Addison, Elizabeth Barrett, and Willis Siebert Cather had very proudly come amongst his very really grand men and women to John Barton Waldemar very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Emily Jane Bronte very heroically, Sarah Powell Hart had very merrily come amongst her very really grand men and women to Edward Meyer, Thomas Moore, Samuel Hopkins Adams, Andre Duran, Michael Sadler, and John Barton Waldemar very titanically, in its very truly great manners of Henry Louis Mencken very heroically, the very brutally exigent name of Sarah Powell Hart had very genuinely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Henry Wilhelm von Lone, Colonel Tropic, Percival Christopher Wren, Leonard Miller, Stephen Vincent Benet, and John Barton Waldemar very titanically, the very truly great manners of Helen Mellon, very heroically, Armand Dean, Lucille, Royal Dupin, the very heroically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Frank Hamilton, Spearman, Wood Burnett, Charles Grandison, Finney, Sheila Kay Howe, Dalton Trumbo, Edward Elgar, John Singer, Sergeant Lee McWill, did their own face on paper very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart, very heroically, Tomas Mann had very strongly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Harold Joseph Lasky, Nora Wald, Amede, Simon, Dominique Thierry, Richard Henry Horn, Samuel Lover, Jan Van Eyck, Frederick Delius, and John Barton Waldemar very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton, very heroically, Zola S. Christian had very practically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Vladislav Stanislav, Raymond, Joel Sayre, Alessandro Di Mariano, Di Filippi, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Sidney Lanier, Elias Howe, Anthony Trollope, and John Barton Waldemar very titanically. In their very truly great manners of Charlotte Bronte, very heroically, Werner von Heidenstam, Hans Otto Storm, Robert Alexander Schumann, Jan van der Meer, Samuel Richardson, Herbert Spencer, Henry Major Tomlinson, and Theodore Dreiser had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Helen Brown Norton very titanically. In her very truly great manners of Jean-Francois Marie Arnaud, very heroically, Armandine Lucille Aureau de Dain had very fiercely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Manuel de Fayette, Jane Porter, Teresa de Thévenot, Georges Duhamel, Heliodorus, Jacob Jordan, Prosper Mérimée, and Honoré Balzac very titanically. In their very truly great manners of Marianne Evans, very heroically, Sarah Paul Hart and John Barton Waldemar had very conveniently come amongst her very really grand men and women to Eric Leslie Satie, Vicky Baum, Francis Charles Clayton, Yates Brown, Flavius Josephus, Rudolph Fitzen, John Rollins, Camille Pissarro, and William Makepeace Thackeray very titanically. In her very truly great manners of John Galsworthy, very heroically, Armandine Lucille Aurore Dupin had very interpretively come amongst his very really grand men and women to Baruch de Spinoza, William Blake, Edward George, Earl Lytton Bulwer, Edgar Lee Masters, David Ross Locke, Paul Bialar, Cesar Wishcroft, and Charles John Huffam Dickens very titanically. In their very truly great manners of Eugene Gladstone O'Neill, very heroically, William Vaughan Moody, Edward Lear, Charles Camille Sanson, Archie Binns, Isabel Bowler, John Dryden, Frank Arthur Swinnerton, and Victor Marie Hugo had very gallantly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Leonardo di Serpiero, D'Antonio di Serpiero, di Ser Guido da Vinci very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton, very heroically, Waldemar as man had very disillusionedly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Richard Doddridge, Blackmore, Denis Diderot, Bartolome, Esteban Murillo, Gustave Charpentier, Thomas Clayton Wolfe, James Malahan Kane, Susan Bogart Warner, and Marie-Henri Bale very titanically. In their very truly great manners of John Barton Waldemar very heroically, Charles Lindbergh Morgan, Guido Vaney, John Julius, Christian Sedanis, Robert Bernays, Franklin Anderson, Cynthia Frances, Joaquin Benedetti, and Sinclair Lewis had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Sarah Paul Hart very titanically. In her very truly great manners of John Barton Waldemar very heroically, Helen Brown Norton had very sinisterly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Alpha Personal Graves, Ethel Menon, Giacomo Davignola, Engelbert Huffington, Oridacious, Clinton Scholard, André Marie Ampère, and Francois Rabelais very titanically. Amongst very truly great manners of Amy Lee Blanc, Charlotte Manzola very heroically, very meditatively, companionable with Armand Dean, Lucille Aurore Dupin had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to John Barton Waldemar Durand, Stalin, Paul Cézanne, François René de Chateaubriand, Henry Purcell, Richard Mansfield, and Gertrude Alley, Mary McGrady, Barry Dyke, Annie Cleave, and her many truly great manners, and Helen Brown, Roland Berry, and her other three, Francis Kirkwood, feed their head very politely, but amongst her, they're really grand, and then women, but Frank, Lucius Patrick, Eugene Brigger, Roark, Pitney, Woodcliffe, Bradford, Carl Lamson, Carver, Friedrich von Spunkau, and Alexandre Dumas, David, de la Pelletterie, Barry Dyke, Danny Green, and his very truly great manners, and Gertrude Alley, and Mary McGrady, and her other three, Maurice, and Madeline, Henry, Cook, Kethetri, from amongst her, very really grand, and then women, to Eric Phil, Brooke Kelly, Martha Foley, Herman, Edouard Van Holst, Nicholas Poussin, Pierre Van Passen, and John Garden Wall, and that very tight, and it really, and his very truly great manners, and Helen Brown, and very hermetically swift as well, but had very logically come amongst her, very really grand, and then women, to Anne Grant, Francois, Gredos, Julian Green, Joseph Mallard, William Turner, Lewis Wallace, James Whitcomb Riley, and John Garden Wall, from that very tight, and it really, and their very truly great manners, of Kathleen O'Shaughnessy, very heroically, Ellen Alexander, Richard Steele, Gioacchino, Antonio Rossini, Charles Lamb, Henri René, Albert Guy de Maupassant, William Dean Howells, a very flowery, come amongst her, very really grand men and women, to Helen Brown, Norton, very titanically, in her very truly great manners, of Ruth Maxine, Francis Kirkwood, Peter Hopper, ironically, come amongst her, very really grand men and women, to Eugene, Victor Debs, Pendar, Baldassare Castiglione, Carol Goldmark, John Drinkwater, and George Bernard Shaw, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of George Meredith, very heroically, Paul Gauguin, had very wildly come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Margaret Kennedy, Olan Russell, Harley Granville Barter, Peter Broida, Benedict Bertocci, and Lionel Somerset Maugham, very titanically, in their very truly great manners, of Helen Brown Norton, very heroically, Gertrude Alley, Mary McBrady, and John Burton Maugham, had very originally come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Henri Benjamin de Constant, Francis Beaumont, Il Beato, Fraguito Angelico, Joseph Lincoln Steffens, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, and Enoch Arnold Bennett, very titanically, in their very truly great manners, of Herbert George Wells, very heroically, Maurice Henry Hewlett, Alphonse Daudet, Frederic Francois Chopin, Mary Lamb, Luigi Pirandello, and Jane Austen, had very subtly come amongst his very really grand men and women, to David Herbert Lawrence, very titanically, in her very truly great manners, of John Martin Waldemar, very heroically, Helen Brown Norton, had very coquettishly come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Georges Seurat, Thales, Lisandro Manzoni, Ailey Fauré, Jules Renard, and Gertrude Alley, Mary McBrady, very titanically, in its very truly great manners, Jack Edward Swift, very heroically, the very memorably devoted attention of Francis Gertrude Fiedler, had very avidly come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Rudyard Kipling, Firmin, Auguste Renoir, Frank Norris, and Stephen Crane, very titanically, in her very truly great manners, of Edith Nugent Jones, very heroically, Sarah Powell Hart, had very excitingly come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Mary Fenlater, John Maysfield, James Abbott McNeil Whistler, Artis Fisher, Kenneth Roberts, and Nathaniel Hawthorne, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of John Ludovico Dispassos, very heroically, Nathaniel Hawthorne, had very exquisitely come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Isabella Augustus Peirce, Zeno, Cecile Louise, Stéphane Chaminade, Frank Case, Robert Rank, Graves, and James Gibbons Honecker, very titanically, in their very truly great manners, of Edith Newbold Jones, very heroically, John Robinson, Jeffers, René Descartes, Ferdinand Victor, Eugène de Lacroix, Sean O'Casey, Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty, Wills Wilde, and Hawthorne, and New England Puritan, had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Henry Hazlitt, very titanically, in her very truly great manners, of Nathaniel Hawthorne, very heroically, Dorothy Francis Canfield, had very imperturbably come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Thomas Hart Benden, Mary Johnston, René Philip Miller, James Norman Hall, Charles Austin Beard, and Edith Newbold Jones, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of Mary Hunter, very heroically, Henry Louis Lincoln, had very inventively come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Samuel Guy Indoor, Homer Groom, John Orley, Alan Tate, Rachel Brothers, Caradoc Evans, and Ole Edvard Rovog, very titanically, in their very truly great manners, of Eric Maria Kramer, very heroically, William Liss Carman, Hamlin Garland, Alexander Cesar, Leopold Bizet, Ernest Renan, Francis Marion Crawford, and Edith Newbold Jones, had very deplorably come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Louis Aimon, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of Edith Newbold Jones, very heroically, ironically knew from Booth Tarkington had very exactly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Richard Harding Davis, Andrew Lang, Savinian Cyrano de Bergerac, Ray Stannard Baker, Edvard Hagrup Grieg, and Nathaniel Hawthorne very titanically in his very truly great manners of Nathaniel Hawthorne, very heroically Van Wyck Brooks had very gravely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Rabindranath Tagore, John Lafarge, Julian Sorrell Huxley, Marie Joseph Sue, Erasmus Gerardus, and William Clark Russell very titanically in her very truly great manners of Charles Robert Darwin, very heroically Edith Newell Jones had very bravely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Andre Tridon, Thespis, Angelo Ambrogini, Franz Lehar, Percy Marks, and George Jean Nathan very titanically in its very truly great manners of Nathaniel Hawthorne, very heroically the very incomparably gracious conduct of James Gibbons Huneker had very richly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Dream Stephen, Sigmund Freud, Mary Cassatt, Albert Einstein, and Louis Pasteur, very titanically. And her very truly great manners of Charles Price, very heroically. Gertrude Lane, Mary McCready, had very defensively come amongst his very really grand men and women to Roger Martin Picard, Lucy Stone, Edouard Victor Antoine Lalo, William James Durant, Phyllis Bentley, Millen Brand, George Wesley Bellows, and Ottilia Lovisa Selmer, Lagerlorf, very titanically. And his very truly great manners of Adeline Virginia Stephen, very heroically. Titus Lucretius Carus had very decently come amongst her very really grand men and women to Marcus Tullius Cicero, Phaedo, Gaius Sallustius Crispus, Michael William Balfe, Gerard David, Max Ruth, Carl Wilhelm von Humboldt, and Johannes Chrysostomus, Wolfgangus, Theophilus Mozart, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Jesus Christ, very heroically, Rembrandt, Hermansohn, von Lien, Frank Harris, Jakob Ludwig, Felix Mendelssohn, Rose Macaulay, Henrik Sienkiewicz, Plutarch, Louis-Alfred Rodegoncourt, and Berenice as devotee had very magnificently come amongst his very really grand men and women to John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Emily Dickinson, very heroically, John Barton Waldemar had very majestically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Pierre Charles Baudelaire, Asa Clarence Buddington Kelland, Giles Lytton Strachey, Lyman Frank Baum, Albrecht Dürer, Alfredo Casella, and Jesus Christ, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of David Graham Phillips, very heroically, Gertrude L.A., Mary McBrady had very proudly come amongst his very really grand men and women to O.P. Percival Reed, Alfric, Joel Elias Spingarn, Salem Palmgren, Athenaeus, Douglas Hyde, Alexander Brooke, and Ralph Waldo Emerson, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Claude Monet, very heroically, Francis Gertrude Fiedler, and John Barton Waldemar had very gradually come amongst his very really grand men and women to Ottorino Respighi, Paul Moran, Aurelius Augustinus, Alfred Sisley, Grace Saring, Will Rogers, Charles Farrar Brown, and Helene Bulow, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of John Griffith of London, very heroically, Gertrude Ellen, Mary McBrady had very wildly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Margaret to Wade Campbell, Ben Heck, Francois Adrian, Will Dier, Thomas Gainsborough, Edmund Spencer, Stella Benson, James Ross, William Samuel Winston, Churchill, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Arthur Burton Rasco, very heroically, James Weldon Johnson, Claude McKay, Booker Tully of Earl Washington, Cody Cullen, Sarah Neil Hurston, Gene Toomer, Walter Francis White, and James Langston Hughes had very excellently come amongst his very really grand men and women to Dominikos Theotokopoulos, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Jesus Christ, very heroically, Macon S. Papa had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Helen Maria Fisk, Franz Hals, Victoria Marie Sackville, John Albert Macy, George Gershwin, Stark Young, Hector Hugh Monroe, and Floyd Dell, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Henry Louis Macon, very heroically, Lionel Farragut, Joseph Hubert, Maria Luigi Carlo, Zenobia Salvatore, Cherubini, Jean-Antoine Watteau, Robert Smith Hitchens, Sappho, Marguerite d'Angoulême, and Titus Lucretius Carus had very fairly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Vigna Croter, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Henry Louis Macon, very heroically, Jesus Christ had very benevolently come amongst his very really grand men and women to Michel de Notre Dame, Byron, Theodore Waltz and Storm, David Diamond, Irving Babbitt, Asa Gray, Eric Temple Bell, and Randolph Silliman Bourne, very titanically, in its very truly very Angus of Berenice, and now very heroically, the very tempestuously scriptural way of Sarah Powell Hart and Henry Lewis, making her very ironically come amongst her very really grand men and women to John Barton Waldemar, Dante Gabriel Rossetti, Anna Wickham, Jules Emile, Frederick Massenet, Brian Oswald, Don Byrne, Rachel Lyman Field, William Saroyan, Erskine Caldwell, Jacques Maritain, Jean-Louis de Secondat, and Helen Brown, Norden Berry, Titanically, in his very truly great manners, and Henry Lewis, making very heroically Franz Fadiman, Cordier, Hitler, Tier to come amongst his very really grand men and women to Upton, Beale, St. Clair, Victor Herbert, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, Thomas Lawrence, Elliot, Harold Ball, and Sarah Powell Hart, very titanically, in her very truly great manners, and Willis Hubert Cather, very heroically, Sarah Powell Hart, and very perfectly come amongst the very really grand men and women to Claymore, Philibert, Leo, Delibes, Plotinus, Emmanuel Holloman, Julius, Praxiteles, Susanna Haswell, and John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in their very truly great manners, of Henry Lewis, making very heroically, Cosmo Hamilton Gibbs, Thomas Mallory, Christophe Willibald von Gluck, George Romney, Siegfried Lorraine Sassoon, and Sarah, as intended, had very horribly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Sherwood Anderson, very titanically, in her very truly great manners, of Sarah Powell Hart, very heroically, Zona Gale had very energetically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Friedrich Schmettina, Grant Wood, Margaret Frances Halsey, Arthur Simmons, Benjamin Stolberg, and Henry Lewis Mencken, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of Mary Cassatt, very heroically, Publius Virgilius Marrow had very anarchistically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Pierre Cecile Pouille de Chavannes, John Dewey, Alexis Emmanuel Chabrier, Albert Green Hubbard, Elizabeth Garver Jordan, and Ellen Anderson Golson Glasgow, very titanically, in their very truly great manners, of Robert Louis Balfour Stevenson, very heroically, Thornton Niven Wilder, George Santayana, Carl Maria Friedrich Ernest Van Weber, Alexander Pope, Jean-Auguste Dominique Ang, and Henry Lewis Mencken had very acrimoniously come amongst his very really grand men and women to Susan Ertz, very titanically, in her very truly great manners, of Henry Lewis Mencken, very heroically, Willis Hebert Cather had very extemporaneously come amongst his very really grand men and women to Donald Robert Perry Marcus, Hans Holbein, Francois René Auguste Mallarmé, John Phillips Marquand, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, and Sarah Powell Hart, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of Sarah Powell Hart, very heroically, Frederick Marriott had very horribly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Joan Mary Fielding Platt, James Hilton, Joseph Hilaire, Pierre Belloc, Johann Strauss, Andrea Mantegna, and Willis Hebert Cather, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of Thyra Samter, very heroically, Henry Lewis Mencken had very brilliantly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Stephen Collins Foster, Jan Havix Steen, Douglas Sutherland Freeman, Joseph Auslander, Hermann Joachim Bang, and Willis Hebert Cather, very titanically, in its very truly great manners, of Sarah Powell Hart, very heroically, the very brutally exigent name of Henry Lewis Mencken had very sculpturally come amongst her very really grand men and women to Conrad Bercovici, Walter Durante, Augustine Eugene Scribe, Dorothy Thompson, George William Russell, and John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in its very truly great manners, of William Shakespeare, very heroically, the very coarsely vulgar puritanism of Ludwig van Beethoven had very femininely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Robert Boutin, Cunningham Graham, Jules Verne, Sidonie Gabriel, Claudine Colette, Percy Aldridge Granger, Jacopo Rabus, Arthur Machen, Francis Richard Stockton, and Lyof Nikolaevich Tolstoy, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of Ludwig van Beethoven, very heroically, Lyof Nikolaevich Tolstoy had very tragically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Augusta Marianne Holmes, Child Hassan, Victoria Endicott Lincoln, Armin von Dembski, Benjamin Franklin, Leslie Stephen, Alice Caldwell Hagen, and Sarah Powell Hart, very titanically, in their very truly great manners, of William Shakespeare, very heroically, Giacomo Puccini, Camilla Marie, Johann Christoph Friedrich von Schiller, Samuel Johnson, Thomas Henry Huxley, Eve Curie, Giovanni Boccaccio, Ivan Sergeyevich Turgenev had very cruelly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Matilda Sarau, very titanically, in his very truly great manners, of Cecily Isabella Fairfield, very heroically, William Shakespeare had very cadaverously come amongst her very really grand men and women to Andrea Palladio, Maurice Walsh, Elizabeth Dorothea Colbourne, Henrique von Dobiden, Joseph Deems Taylor, Rebecca Yancey, Wolfram von Eschenbach, and May Semi Stephen Clare very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Samuel Butler very heroically, John Bunyan had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Giorgio Barbarelli, Rose Wilder, Alexander Nikolaevich Scriabin, Susan Glaspell, Edward Gibbon, Thomas Hobbes, Stefan Mallarmé, and Alexei Maximovich Pieshkov very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Leof Nikolaevich Tolstoy very heroically, Alfred Edward Hausmann, Ludwig Thoma, Francisco Di Goya, Ilo Fiennes, Matthew Arnold, Philippine Gautier, Henry George, Giovanni Battista Lulli, and Ivan Alexeyevich Bunyan, very admirably come amongst his very really grand men and women, to John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Leof Nikolaevich Tolstoy, very heroically, Tolstoy as Beethoven and Shakespeare had very critically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Violet Florence Martin, Bruno Traven, Jean Baptiste Armand, Louis Léon, Élie de Beaumont, Honoré Daumier, Thomas Chatterton, Oscar Levant, Alessandro Scarlatti, and Ludwig van Beethoven, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Ricardo Octavia Hoosh, very heroically, Anthony Hope Hawkins, Helen Rose Hull, Edward Alexander McDowell, Jakob Wasserman, George Warwick Deeping, Hans Memling, Charles Gordon MacArthur, and William Shakespeare had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Ludwig van Beethoven, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of William Shakespeare, very heroically, Karl Heinrich Marx had very extremely come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Eugene Field, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, Augustus Edwin John, Arthur Conan Doyle, Norman Douglas, Thorstein Bund of Evelyn, and Leof Nikolaevich Tolstoy, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Leof Nikolaevich Tolstoy, very heroically, Charles Gilman, Norris, Roland Pertwee, Mary Augusta Arnold, Carl Van Vechten, Jean-Francois Millet, Maurice Ravel, Edward Morgan Forrester, and Sarah Powell Hart had very simply come amongst his very really grand men and women, to William Shakespeare, very titanically, in its very truly great manners of Gertrude Elaine, Mary McCready, very heroically, the very beautifully simple funeral of Sarah Powell Hart, and very mirthfully come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Christopher Darlington Morley, Alan Seeger, Paul Marie, Theodore Vincent Dandy, John Davies Beresford, Andrea Dagnolo, Louis Farragut, Edward Garnett, Zoe Aiken, Giulietta Giucciardi, and Ludwig van Beethoven, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Jim Tully, very heroically, Ludwig van Beethoven, and very continentally come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Robert Russell Bennett, Jules Laforgue, Lucretia Peabody Hale, Philip Morton Shand, Henry Wheeler Shaw, David William Bond, Gustave Courbet, Emerson Huff, Louisa May Alcott, and Irvin Shrewsbury Cobb, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Gertrude Elaine, Mary McCready, very heroically, George Friedrich Handel, Kay Boyle, Lope, Felix de Vega, Thomas Paine, Edna Ferber, John Ernst Steinbeck, Peter Powell, Rubens, Rex Beach, Charles Augustine St. Bird, and Anton Pavlovich Chekhov had very abundantly come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Siegfried Unset, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Carol Vieidig, very heroically, Anton Pavlovich Chekhov had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Luca Della Robbia, Sidney Dark, Domenico Cimarosa, Constance Mayfield Rourke, Louis Stiles Gannett, Edith Lovejoy, Pyrrhus, Mary Ritter, Polybius, Alfred Edgar Coppert, and Alexander Sergeyevich Pushkin, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Nikolai Vasilyevich Gogol Yanovsky, very heroically, Ludwig van Beethoven, very demonstratively come amongst his very really grand men and women, to William Weimar, Jacobs, Arthur Train, Johann August Strindberg, Irving Tenenbaum, Lucadia Hearn, Arnold Schoenberg, Reardon Connor, David Teniers, Menderhut Habama, and Vincent van Gogh, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Ludwig van Beethoven, very heroically, Joel Chandler Harris, Robert Browning, Marie Madeleine, Pioche de la Verne, Oswald Spengler, John Collins Squire, Charles Francois Gounod, Arthur Wing Pinero, Thomas Carlyle, Hilaire Germain, Edgar Degas, and Leonid Nikolaevich Andreev had very harshly come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Gertrude Delane, Mary McCready, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Ludwig van Beethoven, very heroically, Elaine Misistrata had very stupendously come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Giovanni Battista Vergolesi, Adam Smith, Isidore Auguste, Marie Francoise Zivier, Comte Walter Horatio, Peter Louis, Sarah Rosenfeld, Maurice Barres, George Chapman, Anne Bronte, Nicholas Konstantinovich Rerich, and Henry Havelock Ellis, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of John Ruskin, very heroically, Bacchio della Porta, Charles Bernard Nordhoff, Jean-Baptiste Pierre, Antoine de Maudet, Villamarck, Isadora Duncan, John Barton Waldemar, Henry Noel Brailsford, William Brown, Maloney, Jacques Offenbach, Francesco Di Petrarca, and Virgil Elaine, Mary McCready, and very divinely come amongst his very really grand, many women to Pedro, Calderon, Guadalajara, very gigantically, in a very true regimen as a Gertrude Elaine, Mary McCready, very heroically, Theodore, Mikhailovich, Dostoevsky, had very invigoratingly amongst her very really grand, many women to Igor Fedorovich, Stravinsky, George Berkeley, Edmund, Louis, Antoine, Hildegard, Cora, Cincinnatus, Heine Miller, William Weicherly, Francis Bret Hart, John Silas Reed, Richard Crashaw, Jean-Baptiste, Camille Corot, and Ludwig van Beethoven, very titanically, they're very truly great men as a Ludwig van Beethoven, very heroically, Archibald Joseph Cronin, Harvey Ferguson, Antonio Legrita, Correggio, James Truslow Adams, Arthur Hamilton Gibbs, Thomas Henry Hall, Kane, Edward Frederick Benson, Charles Major, Modest Petrovich, Mussorgsky, and Sarah Powell Hart, and very ravishingly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, very heroically, Jesus Christ, of very pitiably come amongst her very really grand men and women to Nicholas Kalashnikov, Jane Adams, Giovanni Jacopo Casanova de Seinfeld, John Barry Benefield, Edison Marshall, Joshua Reynolds, Louis Mumford, Richard Strauss, Marcus James, Ernest Poole, Carl Adolf Gellerup, and William Faulkner, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Edmund Eugene, Alexis Rostan, very heroically, Anita Luce, had very fancily come amongst his very really grand men and women to Joaquin Alvarez Quintero, Monroe Leaf, Sergei Vasilyevich Rachmaninoff, Marionette Beauchamp, Philip Hamilton Gibbs, Marcus Cook Connolly, Richard Llewellyn, John Butler Yeats, Francis Parkman, Leonard Ehrlich, George Washington Cable, and Gerhard Johann, Robert Hauptmann, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Richard Elaine, Mary McBrady, very heroically, Bertrand Arthur, William Russell, Carl Rondeau, and Guillaume Victor, Emile Auger, Fanny Peter Don, Franz Joseph Haydn, Janet Taylor Caldwell, Melville Davison Post, Edna St. Vincent Millay, Edwin Arlington Robinson, Owen Lister, Diego Rodriguez de Silva, and Helen as Mrs. Norton, had very duly come amongst her very really grand men and women to John Barton Walcott, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Willis Siebert Cather, very heroically, Henry Louis Minton, had very somberly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Pablo Luis Picasso, Frank Molnar, Thomas Sigismund Stribling, Willard Huntington Wright, Daphne du Maurier, James Floyd Stevens, Nicholas Boileau, Anton Dvorak, John Stuart Mill, Marjorie Sharp, Maria Louise Rame, and Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Powell Hart, very heroically, Jesus Christ, had very rememberably come amongst her very really grand men and women to Anton Stepanovich, Arensky, Lola Ridge, Edith Anna, Ononi Somerville, Frederick Ridgely, Torrance Harold, Augustus Sinclair, Joseph Percival Pollard, Jesui Carducci, Peter Courtney Quennell, John James Audubon, Walter Bachot, Charles Grant, Blair Fendi Allen, and Catherine Jane Lightbody, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Sarah Powell Hart and Henry Louis Mencken, very heroically, Berenice Ann Bonner, Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, and John Barton Walgamont, had very simultaneously come amongst their very really grand men and women to Marie de Redican, Chantal, Sophie Kerr, Alexander Porfirievich Borodin, Walter John de la Mer, Jean de la Fontaine, Alfred Joyce, Kilmer, Anthony Van Dyke, Dorothy Rothschild, Francis Newman, Robert Mason, William Friend, De Morgan, and Helen Brown, Norton, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Edouard Manet, very heroically, Jesus Christ, had very exorbitantly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Otto Julius Bierbaum, Sean Whalen, Nikolai Andreevich Rimsky-Korsakov, Philip Duffield Strong, Paul Vincent, Carol Ludwig Lewis, and William Hogarth, Robert Bridges, Henri Matisse, Isaac Newton, Charles Edwin Markham, and Raffaello Sanzio, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Ruth Maxine Martin, very heroically, Michael Gold, Walter Whitman, Henry David Thoreau, John Keats, Ernest Hemingway, Stefan Zweig, Clyde Brian Davis, Francoise, Auguste René Rodin, Fanny Hurst, Elmer Reitzenstein, Arturo Toscanini, and Helen Brown Norton, had very staggeringly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Francis Gertrude Fiedler, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, very heroically, Megan his bachelor, had very frustratedly come amongst her very really grand men and women to René Francois, Nicolas Marie Bazin, Clifford Odess, George Louis, Pamela Bassin de Maurier, William Wilkie Collins, Joseph Joaquin Raff, Conrad Potter Aiken, John Henry O'Hara, Frederick O'Brien, Robert Lee Frost, Paul Rosenfeld, Giotto di Bondoni, and Daniel Foe, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of John Barton Waldemar, very heroically, Thomas Babington, Macaulay, Carl Sandburg, Maria Konstantinov, Bashkirtsev, Victor N. Sardou, James Matthew Berry, Jean-Baptiste Racine, Margaret Mitchell, Marjorie Kennan, Maxwell Birbal, Emil Herzog, Louis Hector Berlioz, and Anita Luce, had very ironically come amongst his very, really grand men and women to Ambrose Gwinnett Bierce, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Henry Louis Mencken, very heroically, Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, had very unworthily come amongst his very, really grand men and women to Mikhail Petrovich, Artzibishev, Harry Hansen, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, Jean-Baptiste Joseph Delorme, Leonard Sylvain, Jules Sandeau, Will Livington Comfort, Amos Bronson Alcox, Matteo Alemán, Tommaso Guidi, Lala Warren, Serafine Alvarez, Quintero, and John Millington Singh, very titanically. In its very truly great manners of Ludwig van Beethoven, very heroically, the very distinguishably second coming of Jesus Christ, and very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women, Gregorio Martinez Sierra, Franz Liszt, Oliver Hazard, Perry Lafarge II, Jean-Baptiste Simeo, Chardin, Madison Julius Cowain, Vicente Blasco Ibanez, Edgar Everton Saltus, Andre Pau Guillaume Gide, John Van Alston Weaver, Richard Henry Stoddard, Walter DeVoe Edmonds, Catherine Ann Porter, Ernest Augustus Boyd, Emil Gavorio, Felix Salten, Marcel Proust, Diego Maria Rivera, and Gertrude Alain, Mary McBrady, very titanically.
And you've been listening to In Sarah Menken, Christ and Beethoven, There Were Men and Women. It was a recording made by Robert Ashley in 1973 at the Center for Contemporary Music at Mills College, California. It was released on Cramps Records in 1973 and later on Lovely Music in 2002. The text is by John Barton Walgamott. The voice was by Robert Ashley. Music was also by Robert Ashley and Paul de Menonis. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial. And this is Dromotext. We're here once a week with the spoken word. Our next piece is a collaboration between Marina Abramovic and Frank Uwe Lasaipen, also known as Ule. Ule passed away on March 2nd at the age of 76 years. Ule and Abramovic worked together for 22 years, from 1976 to 1988. Their working relationship concluded with a performance piece that had Abramovic and Ule walk the Great Wall of China, each starting from opposite ends. They met in the middle after walking 2,500 kilometers each and said goodbye. You're listening to Dromotext on CQT 90.3 on the FM dial. This next piece you'll hear is by Ule and Maria Abramovic. It comes from Vision Cat, Vision 4, Word of Mouth, released on vinyl by Crown Point Press in 1980 as a box set. You can hear it on ubu.com under Ule and Abramovic. Here it is, Vision 4, Word of Mouth, Ule and Maria Abramovic.
8, 12, 1975. 12, 12, 1975. 17, 1, 1976. 17, 3, 1976. 12, 12, 1976. 3, 7, 4, 3, 4, 2. 30, 30, 33, 30, 3. Our interest is symmetry between male and female princip. With our relation work, we cause a third existence, which carries vital energy. This third energy existence caused by us does not depend on us any longer, but has the own quality which we call that self. Three as a number means nothing else but that self. Immaterially transmitted energy causes energy as a dialogue from us to the sensibility and the mind of eyewitness, who becomes an accomplice. we choose the body as the only material which can make such an energy dialogue possible. From that moment on, we decide for a radical change in our existence, what means no fixed living place, permanent movement, direct contact, local relation, self-selection, passing limitations, taking risks, mobile energy. In the performances, we try, by certain employment of the body, to get free from rationality. In this process, we're using the will as a vital transmitter to liberate extra energy. When we have the fixed time and place, we start to perform by entering into our own mental and physical construction. We start in a very rational state with the idea to bring into life the concept. But after that rational beginning, there comes the moment when we transmit in our own peace, where is the complete identification with the concept, at the same time less and less consciousness and rational control. It is somehow the situation where we cannot remember later what was happening. In that moment, we are absolutely doing what we are doing, but we don't think. That point is very strong, and I cannot speak about it. We come to the end of the piece, and the end of each of us is always different. It's completely open and personal. The stage of less consciousness, which probably is the most important stage, you get to the point of confrontation with your own limitations. The confrontation with limitations, they are always different, because we never repeat or rehearse any performance. We deal with reality as it is, in the given space. There are no symbols, no decorations. All statements have some kind of physical nature. They are very simple. They never explain anything. They are not theoretical. They are statements where I can say, I walk to the wall. I touch the wall. I run to the wall and hit with my body. It's my part, Ulay's part. I walk to the wall. I touch the wall. I run to the wall and hit with my body. It's the same thing. We start in the same kind of synchronized similarity, and then we come to the point where each of us functions alone. In that moment, there is no contact anymore. Even in a piece, like hair piece, when we're sitting back to back, tied together by our hair for 17 hours, without moving. After 7 or 10 hours, connection with the hair exists formally. It's two bodies doing the same thing, but inside there are separations. After the performance, we feel completely empty and innocent. Afterwards, when we are confronted with the video or photographs, there is always something missing. No document can give you a feeling of the what it was. Always the intensity is missing, the smell, the energy, what was there. The performance in the fixed space and time is done for that fixed space and the time. And the whole process, you can see, is disappearing of the process. You only have the memory left. The future note. The artist who know when he walk, things around him behave differently. That's why we believe the art in the future will be invisible. And now, one very important thing I want to say. Reklapper le vertigla nya. 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 Reklapper le v Wiki coppola septime la pilla la rossi al clinti lo fell. Lam, lam la clinti noia. Rim, rimpinglanten, rimpala picca fitch. What? A piccola siu e cicalappa. Lecro e cicalam piccola cicalappi al canu e palla io e scilla qui e siti o alle si. The time of Lissina, time. I love the chicken till the sun can with chicken to group beyond your rear of Nigel and Nick Cigar of the Garry 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 of And a complex gear of cheer of all I see of God. Ari God, Ari God. And he can't see God of his seed of Salah, Palasin Karapa. Recomchigas. We come for Sikar, Pisika, Svaka, Pacific. Quick,
was a piece by Ulay and Maria Abramovich, released in 1980 on Vision Cat Word of Mouth, put out as a box set of 3D vinyl recordings by Crown Point Press in 1980. You've been listening to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial. This has been Dromatext. We're here once a week with the spoken word. We'll be back here next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another presentation of an hour of spoken word recordings. Till then.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
If it sounds like Montreal, it sounds like CKUT. CKUT's annual funding drive is back, and this year we're celebrating the city that made us. From Friday, March 15th to Sunday, March 24th, tune in for an earful of Montreal-made magic. Your favorite programmers will be live in studio and live streaming online for the first time ever. Tune in online, on the good old-fashioned radio, or join us in person. CKUT friends and family will be providing the tunes for an opening party at Bar La Marche à Côté on March 14th and a closing night on March 23rd at Nouvel Établissement. Stay tuned at our website for other events that put the fun in fundraising. Don't miss these celebrations of community radio and sounds of the city from your favorite local DJs. We need $50,000 to keep CKUT on the map. Powering a nonprofit radio station is more expensive than ever. Will you answer the call of your community before it's too late? Donate now by visiting ckut.ca/donate or by calling 514-907-9424. CKUT 90.3 FM, the sound of Montreal since 1987. Spring Into Action, Outrage, is happening March 11th through 24th. Spring Into Action is an annual event series that is organized and funded by QPIRG McGill and SSMU. Every spring, QPIRG organizes a week of free workshops, discussions, film screenings, and social events engaging local and global issues. We have an exciting lineup of events, including a screen printing workshop, community dinner, and zine-making night.
Show pour le monstone. Écoutez Show pour le Monstone sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Nous sommes jeudi le 14 mars 2024. Aujourd'hui, c'est la veille de la grande levée de fonds annuelle de CKUT. C'est super important, la levée de fonds de CKUT, parce que c'est comme ça que la station réussit d'avoir des fonds pour opérer. CKUT est une station complètement indépendante, pas de subvention gouvernementale. Donc, on a besoin de votre support pour continuer à faire nos émissions, pour avoir une station. Tous les programmeurs à CKUT sont volontaires. N'hésitez pas à faire votre part et donnez généreusement à CKUT. Rendez-vous sur le site ckut.ca et en haut à droite, le petit onglet vert. Donnez de l'argent pour CKUT, s'il vous plaît. Merci.